Ksuvas Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Tes 13:9, and the last of these seven rulings of Admon, which are controversial. Again, the halacha here will be like the Chacham, not like Admon. And this case actually is quite similar to the previous case. You have a situation in a Bezdin where two people are presenting IOUs. Reuven says Shimon owes him money, and Shimon says Reuven owes him money. And the Mishnah says inside, Shnaim Shehotziu Shtarchov Ze Al Ze. Exactly that. Two guys are presenting IOUs, each one saying the other one owes him money. So, in the event that one IOU was due, and after the due date, another loan was extended, so then, of course, the claim is believed when Shimon says, listen, that maybe it's true that I borrowed money from Reuven, but obviously I paid it back, because then he went and borrowed money from me. Now, why would he possibly borrow money from me if I owed him money? It doesn't make any sense, right? In other words, so let's say, for example, if in the month of January, January 1st, Reuven lent Shimon $100, it's due at the end of the month. Comes February, and now if Shimon owed him the money, why would Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon? He would just say, you owe me $100, pay it to me, and it would be a repayment of the debt. So everyone would agree that if there's now a February-dated IOU from between Reuven and Shimon in the other direction, that obviously the first loan was paid back, and this is a new loan going the other way. Similarly, no one's going to discount a valid contract. So if, let's say, for example, Reuven made his loan in the beginning of January, it was due at the end of the month, and Shimon made his loan in the middle of January before it was due, so that means it could be it's believable that there are two loans payable in each direction. And originally Reuven had extra money, but now Shimon has extra money and Reuven needs to borrow it. And then just cancel the loan documents because there are other consequences in terms of, let's say, collateral based on, you know, the liens that the loans encumber, other purchases of property and so on. So it can get a little complicated. So instead, Reuven lent Shimon at the beginning of the month and Shimon lent Reuven in the middle of the month. That's also believable and everyone would agree both loan contracts are enforced. The scope of machlokas here in our mission is actually very limited. It has to do with a scenario in which the loan which Reuven made to Shimon was due, let's say, on the 30th of the month. And then the loan that Shimon made to Reuven was dated the day before, the 29th of the month. So would a person borrow money like with a day before his loan coming due, or you just sort of wait another day and get paid back? So there's a machlokas here. People borrow money if they just need it for one day as opposed to pushing off another day. I think nowadays it's much more believable that people do need money today for today's payments, but in the time of the Mishnah, apparently, there's at least a thought to say no one would ever borrow money just for a day. They just push things off a day and get money the next day. And that being the case, so Admon says in such a scenario where the second loan was made the day before the first loan became due, he would say, Ilu haisi chayav lach, why in the world would you be borrowing from me if I had to pay you back the loan the next day? It makes no sense at all. So therefore, it must be that that first loan that Reuven's presenting against Shimon, that IOU document is a fraud, or it's been paid off. But the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, ze govesh tar chovo, ze govesh tar chovo. Each party collects on his contract, meaning we enforce contracts in court. Can't start talking as far as rationale, why would it be? Who knows why it would be? It was what it was, and therefore each contract that's a lawful contract will be enforced, even if it means payments have to go in both directions. Obviously, if it's exactly 100 directions owed, $100 owed to each person, they could have sort of netted out to zero. But the point is, the Chacham are saying we enforce contracts, and people, it's very plausible people do borrow money even just for one day, and that would be the halacha.